Shalom, אנחנו לומדים מספר.
We're studying from the study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 6, page 2066, table of answers to the words, item 177. You can watch our lesson at kab.tv, send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 6, page 2066, item 177. What does it mean that Nukva has to be like Abba ve'ima? What does it mean that Nukva has to be like Abba ve'ima? In terms of Mochin, permanent Mochin in Atzilut, Arich Anpin stands in the place of Zer Anpin and Abba ve'ima in the place of Nukva. Because Arich Anpin closes Chagat De'atik, which are in the place of Chagat De'nikudim, which are Zer Anpin and Abba ve'ima, which clothe from Peh and below of Arich Anpin, which is from Chazeh and below of Nikudim. Where is the Bechina of the place of Nukva, the Zer Anpin? And when the scrutinies of Zer Anpin will be completed, then it will return to Gar of Arich Anpin, which is its true place. And also, when the scrutinies of Nukva will be completed, she will return to Gar de Abba ve'ima, where is her true place. And also, before the end of corrections, on Saturdays, on Shabbatot, Zer Anpin rises to the place of Arich Anpin, and Nukva to Abba ve'ima. Indeed, because this is not permanent, also Bi'ah remains an empty, a vacant space from every light. And at the end of correction, it will be permanent, and the raglaim of Atzilut will expand to Bi'ah. Let's read it again.
Yeah, okay, read again if you want. If they don't need to, I don't need to read again. Questions about this, please. Okay, so read again.
What does it mean that Nukva has to be as Abba ve'ima 177? In terms of the permanent mochin of Atzilut, Arich Anpin stands in the place of Zer Anpin, and Abba ve'ima in the place of Nukva. Because Arich Anpin closes Chagat De'atik, which are in the place of Chagat De'nikudim, which are Zer Anpin and Abba ve'ima, which closes from Peh and below of Arich Anpin, which is from Chazeh and below of Nikudim. Where is the Bechina of the place of Nukva, the Zer Anpin? And when the scrutinies of Zer Anpin will be completed, it will then return to Gar of Arich Anpin, which is its true place. And also, when the scrutinies of Nukva will be completed, she will return to Gar of Abba ve'ima, where is her true place. And also, before the end of corrections, on Shabbatot, Zer Anpin rises to the place of Arich Anpin, and Nukva to Abba ve'ima. Indeed, however, because this is not permanent, also Bi'ah remains an empty and vacant space of any light, and at the end of correction, it will be permanent, and the Raglaim of Atzilut will expand to Bi'ah.
Clear? So, the whole correction is that Bi'ah, with everything below the Parsa, will rise above the Parsa. All of Bi'ah is the expansion of Malchut of Atzilut. It will integrate with Zeran. It has to be connected to Zeran Pin of Atzilut. It demands from the light from Zeran Pin of Atzilut to correct the whole of Bi'ah. Then Zeran Pin has to rise to Arich Anpin. Malchut has to rise to Abba ve'ima. And then they receive the whole correction there, and then will be a chap of Yerida. That all of this structure of Ten Sefirot will also spread below the Parsa, and all the worlds from Tabu to the Siyum will be as Ten Sefirot. That's it. Above the Tabu is the world of Ak, fulfilling everything, and below Tabu, Bi'ah become Atzilut again, and below the Tabor, only Atzilut. Zeranpin has to rise to his true place. It's now in Katnut, it's in a state of Chagat, has to rise to Gal Varchanpin. Malchut is also in half the degree of Katnut, it has to rise to the degree of Abba Ve'ima, and then Zon will be in their place.
What is the permanent Mochin?
Mochin is a fulfillment. It's light. It's just the light that fills the Gal of Atzilut is called Mochin. That's it. Yes.
He described two states. One state where Bia is empty of light.
Yes, everything rises to Atzilut. When the correction in a chap of Aliyah ends, then there is a chap of Yerida, descent. Chap of descent is much bigger, greater, because it's in the place of the true vessels, which is the stony heart. In each and every kli, from the beginning of creation until then, all the corrections were outside of the stony heart, right? Because after the breaking of the vessels in the world of Nikudim, they were corrected and they only engaged in what's outside of the stony heart. And then it's with the addition of the stony heart. That's why it's called Bia in its place, the true Malchut. That's a very big difference. In each and every Kli, meaning this is for the entire process they went through, all the vessels now receive their true Malchut. All right? Yes, Grandpa.
Meaning that state which is described here equals exactly to the state of the shattering of Adam HaRishon when he raised all the Kelim above the Parsa. But he broke because...
No, that was awakening from above in Shabbat Eve. And then, by the awakening from above, all the vessels rose, but still a part of the world of Asiya remained outside the Parsa until the Chazeh of the world of Bria, and therefore the Adam HaRishon was mistaken. He thought that it's entirely in Atzilut, but there were a few vessels below Atzilut. And so it made the Zivug, and because below Atzilut there is a demand, the control of the Klipot, it didn't know, but it was using the Klipot in order to receive, that is.
Meaning he raised the last six Sefirot above the Parsa.
No, it didn't raise them. It cannot raise them. No, who's Adam HaRishon that is capable of that? It's a will to receive. This can be done only by the light that reforms, by an awakening from above called Shabbat. By the Shabbat, all the vessels rise, besides this tail, this leftover of the lower six of Asiya.
Now I understand. So the last ascent, the ascent of the eve of Shabbat, it's already the ascent of the correction.
If there was an ascent all the way, then it's the final correction. But it cannot happen because the stony heart remains. So that's why all the worlds rose to Atzilut. So then it shattered. But the shattering enabled the correction of all those things in a way that the Shabbat and the days, the ups and downs and all that. First, there is a separation. Separation, differentiation of the stony heart and everything else. And then you start correcting what you can and then what you can't. And that's our work. Yes, you watch out. You'll be a smart disciple.
So what is a Kabbalist who does Shabbat on the first day or the second day?
He became smart. There's no difference between Sunday and Monday. What? In our world, it's an imaginary time. It's an imaginary Sabbath. It's all imaginary. It's all root and branch.
But what does he obtain by deciding, let's say, well, can Eten be on Shabbat now? What does it mean that they're in Shabbat, Saturday?
I cannot explain that. I really can't. What, it depends on the earth, this soil that spins in earth, or the sun that spins, or what?
No, a kind of an end of correction.
There are states in spirituality called Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, etc. Spiritual states. And they all happen within the human. And outside the human, there's nothing we need to do. So if you reach a state where you're in such an ascent called Sabbath, then the righteous is always in Sabbath, it says. Well, we'll explain that at some point. These are things we don't need now. The righteous meaning one who justifies, why does he do it, and so on. Let's continue. Let's move forward.
Item 188 on page 2068. Item 188. What is the assumed, the ending of Or Makif of the Igulim circles? What is the ending of surrounding light of circles? The ending of Yosher lines, it itself is the center which ends the Igulim circles. Again, what is Siyum or Makif Igulim? What is the ending of surrounding light circles? The Siyum of Yosher, the ending of lines, it itself is the center which ends the Igulim, which ends the circles.
We cannot tell the circles where exactly is their center, because the circle is a circle, but where is the center point? You can make a calculation and see where the point is, but in a circle it's basically unclear. Where does the light end at its center? The yosher, the line, comes there as well, and that ends exactly at the center point of the circle, meaning they support each other. Next. No questions about this? Yes.
Item 189. What is Siyum Kelim de Panim? What is the ending of Kelim of the face anterior? The point of Chazeh is the Siyum, the ending of Kelim de Panim, the anterior Kelim. Again, what is the ending of Kelim de Panim? The point of Chazeh is the Siyum, the ending of Kelim de Panim, the anterior Kelim.
You hear? No questions? No.
Which chazeh?
Chazeh of the partsuf?
Any partsuf? Or now we're talking about chazeh of...
Any partsuf, where do the vessels of panim end? What are vessels of panim?
Hashpa, bestowal.
Bestowal. They end at the chazeh of the partsuf. Next.
What is, question 190, what is Siyum, what is ending of Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction? It is above the point of Ha'olam Hazeh, this world.
Yeah, the point of this world no longer exists in the first restriction, it's already outside of it.
Why?
Because the point of the first restriction is already the will to receive, and the Tzimtzum is above it.
But the Tzimtzum Aleph, first restriction is on Ha'olam Hazeh, this world.
Well, no. What is the Siyum of the Tzimtzum Aleph? It is above the point of this world. That is the Siyum, the ending. And where is this first restriction in general? Over everything that is above it.
But there's no first restriction on this world?
No.
How come there's a spiritual discernment without Tzimtzum Aleph on it?
Actually, I don't know. I also heard that the four phases of direct light are without the first restriction. So where is it? Is it spirituality or corporeality? Where are they?
Spiritual.
Okay, so why is it spirituality without the restriction?
But how can there be
all of these things are with regards to the human? all with respect to the human. Better that you'll continue asking.
Where is the point of this world?
Below this line, below the line, of Ein Sof. Below the line of Ein Sof, which ends in the siyum of all the portsufim. Below that is the point of this world.
In terms of olamot, where is it?
Below all the worlds.
There is a reality below all the olamot.
Yes.
Which is called the point of this world?
Yes, such a discernment.
And that is the last point?
Why last? What do you mean?
The latest in the system.
Yes.
And beneath it, it is us, the imaginary world.
If it's imaginary, then it's not underneath it, then it has no place, it's imaginary. We'll continue. It will be revealed, and then you'll see that it's a lot simpler than your confusion. Really.
191. What is Siyum Tzimtzum Bet? What is the ending of the second restriction? It is the Parsa which ends Atzilut. What is Siyum Tzimtzum Bet? What is the ending of the second restriction? This is the Parsa which ends Atzilut.
Meaning that there is a world of Atzilut, where the light of Chokhmah can be there, and then there is an ending for the expansion of the light of Chokhmah in the vessels. This ending is called Parsa. Meaning there is Tabur, Chazeh, Pe, Parsa, and Siyum. There are many such boundaries. Okay? What?
I have a question about what Baal HaSulam wrote about the ending of the circle with respect to the line. Can I?
Yeah.
If the Kav, if the line, which is Galgalta, suppose, if it is all full with light until the Siyum Raglaim.
No. How is the Galgalta filled with light?
So it's an Igul, it's a circle.
No, when will it be filled? In the final correction. Then it won't be Galgalta, it will be the whole of reality.
So it's an Igul already.
Of course.
I didn't understand why he wrote there.
I don't know what is there, I'm telling you.
Not there, I mean now. Where he wrote about the relations between the line and the circle.
We learn that after the first restriction, we have the expansion in the line. And all of the surplus, the light that cannot enter the line, stays in the Igulim. To begin with, the circles. To begin with, all the light was in a circle. It then restricted. And by this rule of equivalence of form, it entered the line only. And that entered the circles. But it's not circles like before the first restriction. They are circles now created by the coupling of striking in the Rosh of the Partzuf. They already belong to the Kav, the line. So we only talk about these circles. These circles are connected to the line. And where the end of the line is, around that point are all the circles, just like layers of onion.
So what's the difference between the Igulim before the Tzimtzum and the Igulim after the Tzimtzum?
Before the Tzimtzum, the circle was alone without line. It was the rule that everything followed the will to receive and was filled without any formula. The will to receive is full. That's called Malchut of Ein Sof before the restriction. Only circles. Whoever wants, whatever it wants, everyone's full. Then in this entire full kli, there is recognition of evil, meaning where I am, towards the fulfillment, towards the host, who am I, etc. Restriction. Then, in that sphere, was the restriction. The light departed around the middle point. Then, we begin to receive through the line, which means by portion. And what's not received in the line, there's a calculation. I receive 80%, I receive 20%, I cannot receive 80%. Where will that be? In the circle. And so it is in each and every pasuk. So there is a connection between the line and the circle. But these circles are new. They are as surplus. And the center of all the circles, as well as the end of the line, are the same point. That's why we can point to the center of the circles. Why? Because it's the end of the line. Otherwise, you can't point to the circle's center, because you can't measure anything in circles, spiritual circles, that is. In corporeality, you can measure circles.
The center of the circles is the end of the line. This is what you said?
Yes. The end of Galgalta is at the center of all circles.
Hold on a minute. But the worst igul is the most external igul.
What's worse?
No, the opposite. The worst igul is the inner igul.
No, that's not for
193.
You alone, no, not us. No.
What are 70 Amma and Shiraim, remnants? The first six Sefirot of Briah, with the point of Chazah, the ending point of Chazah, they are the Bechina of Ibur of Ir, conception of a city. And this is the meaning of 70 Amma and Shiraim, remnants, which are still regarded as the city itself, because these are the seven Sefirot of Briah, which are regarded as the goof, as the body of Atzilut, even though they're already below Parsa of Atzilut. Again, what are 70 Amma and Shiraim, 70 Amma and remnants? The first six Sefirot of Briah, with the ending point of Chazeh, are the Bechina of Ibur Shel Ir, conception of a city. And this is the meaning of 70 Amma and Shiraim, which are still regarded as the city itself, because these are the seven Sefirot of Briah, which are regarded as the goof of Atzilut, even though they're already below the Parsa of Atzilut.
Questions?
So what's the difference between the goof of Atzilut and what's below, if it is still a goof? If you can explain it at all.
The world of Adam Kadmon shines from the beginning of Ein Sof to the Siyum. This is the beginning, zero, and this is the end. And it fills the world of Adam Kadmon in five Partsufim. It fills what's here. This is Ak.
ממלא מאין סוף עד נקודת העולם הזה עד
השיום. Fills from אין סוף to the point of this world, the סיום.
אז כאן זה ממלא, אק ממלא כאן, חמישה פרצופים.
So אק fill, this is what's filled here, the five פרצופים of אק fill up everything above. Now below the general taboo, this is the rule of the first restriction. No problem, complete vessels, full vessels, everything's okay. The whole problem is, after Ag gives us everything from Ein Sof, we don't worry about what's above the Potsuf. We worry about the Tabu. We worry about only what's below the Tabu. This is the Sof of Galgalta, and this is what's important to us. And after that, Galgalta stays empty, then it divides, then there is the second restriction, and second restriction then divides this place. This is Atzilut, Briya, Yitzira, Asiya. Atzilut, there's no problem. It has corrected vessels, not entirely, but corrected. We can make the corrections. Parsa is the place that is above the parsa, below the parsa. There's no correction there. The correction is to rise to Atzilut. Briya rises to Atzilut, Yetzirah rises to Atzilut, and Asiya. This is the first, second, and third ascents. Atzilut itself is Nefesh Ruach. When they rise from the world of Briya, there is Neshama. From the world of Yetzirah, there is Chaya and Yechida. Right? So, Nefesh Ruach, from here rise the Achap, Ozen Chotem Pe. Is that clear? Yes? Yes or no? You speak in a way that... Okay. Now, what was the question?
What's the essential difference between Atzilut, which is also Atzilut, but below the Parsa?
Below the Parsa, there is no Atzilut. We have to rise the vessels from Nekudot of Sag, they divide it to Galgal Te'anayim and Achap. And so what we correct in Atzilut is only a Achap of ascent. We raise them to Atzilut. Each time we raise more and more and more and more and more and more and more. For 6,000 years, we raise them to Atzilut until what stays below is only the stony heart in each and every Bchina. We take the stony heart below and all the rest we raise to Atzilut. Besides, everything besides the true parts of Malchut, that's called the stony heart, and they exist everywhere, in every vessel. When we finish raising all of those, this is called 288, then 32 are left below, Lamed Bet. Then there's a special light which we don't know, and that works on the stony heart, raises it to Atzilut, and from Atzilut again everything spreads throughout the place of all the worlds, and then we have 320 Shach, 320 parts, which means everything is corrected.
He writes here 70 Amma and Shiraim, which are still regarded as the city itself.
Ah, that's what you're asking about. Okay, sorry. Atzilut is called Ir, city. Atzilut itself is called city, the place where the light can spread. Below Atzilut, light cannot spread. But below Atzilut, you have the world of Bria and Yetzira and Asiya. Meaning there is a certain copy of Galgal Te'anayim here, but in the vessels of Achap. Then, the vessels of, say, Bria. They are vessels that belong to Bina. Only in Bina, in everything in Bina, there is Gar and Zat. Gar are vessels of bestowal. And Zat are vessels of reception. The vessels of bestowal in Bina, the vessel of reception in Bina, don't work for themselves. It's like a mother turns to father to receive something for the child. But still, it is vessels of reception. So we divide the world of Bria to Galgal Te'anayim and Achap. So far is the Chazé of Bria, right? This is called Gal of the world of Bria. It's called Ibur. Iburo Shel Ir, the conception of the city. The city means atzilut, meaning still below the balsa, even though it's above the balsa. But until the chazeh of the world of bria, say until here. You see? Until here, the world of atzilut can expand, not below. Now, when we have an additional illumination there, until the chazeh of the world of Yetzirah. Until the chazeh of the world of Yetzirah. Because Yetzirah too is, what did we say? What is the world of Yetzirah? That it's Zeranpin, still not Malchut. From chazeh of Zeranpin below begins the preparation for Malchut, but not from chazeh and above. And so, this is the place. This place is called what? Who's the smarty there? 2,000 cubits. So you have the Iburo Shel Ir until the Chazeh, from Parsa to Chazeh of Bria, from the Chazeh of Bria to Chazeh of Yetzirah, you have 2,000 Amma, and that is 10 Sefirot. So until the Chazeh of Yetzirah, it's possible to be present in Shabbat, not to work, not to correct the vessels, but to be present. The vessels that rise to Atzilut, they don't need correction. That's already an ascent. That's already about the one who didn't bother in the Shabbat Eve, doesn't have anything to eat on Shabbat. But the vessels that are below the Chazeh of Yetzirah, these vessels, in them you cannot work. This is called a crime, because all the worlds, the holiness rose, you can then not engage in these galim. That is forbidden. In Shabbat, of course. Meaning you can't clarify them, scrutinize them, correct them, nothing. You don't touch them. And surely these are great prohibitions and very important conditions. Because you're causing your soul here to really become corrupted.
Below Chazed Yetzirah are the klipot, that's obvious.
No. They cannot be corrected in Shabbat. Not the klipot. The klipot are something else. I didn't speak of the klipot here.
But this is the section of the klipot over there, isn't it?
No, there's also the section of the klipot there, but it's not because it's not in that place. There too is the section of the klipot as well.
I'm trying to understand. Above the parsa, there's correction. Below the chazed yitzirah, it is forbidden to use. In that place in the middle, what is its purpose?
No, that's incorrect. This division is only in Shabbat. In the weekdays, it's a different kind of division, and therefore you can work in everywhere besides the stony heart, besides the klipot. Only when the worlds rise to Atzilut, there's an illumination from Atzilut, where all the holiness is in Atzilut. So there's an illumination until the Chazeh of Yetzirah, until Chazeh of Bria, and a bit more illumination to until Chazeh of Yetzirah.
And then what happens where there's illumination? What begins to happen over there?
No, doesn't begin to happen. In the 70 cubits, the conception of the city, you can use, just like in the city, you can go out and travel there, and whatever you do in Shabbat, you do outside of the city as well, in that area. But there are certain corrections. You've seen something called the mixture, custom that they it's a sign, it's a symbol. So whatever is inside the city is fine. And what's considered the 2,000 cubits is the area that you cannot use. There are signs in it, but there are no corrections there. You can be there, but there are limitations. In short, you can't do anything. No. We need to learn the areas, and there's an entire issue about with the areas of Shabbat.
Who goes there? Why should I? I should remain in the city, and that's it. I'm asking just to understand.
Well, you can learn a little bit from the Talmud, the study of the Ten Sefirot here. More than that, it's from the Babylonian Talmud. It's very interesting, actually. By the way, for those who understand what it's about, then it's not just it's not talking about some piece of land. It's interesting. We'll discover it anyway. But yeah, the Shabbat tractate is very interesting. They are the actual corrections, very kind of pertinent. What do you have today, Grandpa?
The stony heart in Bia, is there a difference between its correction and the stony heart of Radla?
The stony heart is the stony heart wherever it is. It just depends on what level of aviut. But you always have to take it out because you have no light that corrects it, and therefore you have no way to use it. You're not permitted.
The stony heart in Bia, is it because of the work of the lowers? This is why it is corrected? And whatever is in Radla, it's only an upper illumination?
No. Let's leave that. Let's find us a source and then we'll learn. It's not exactly the question. What, Coleman?
What's the difference between Shabbat and the other 6 days of the week?
The 6 days of the week is a state, it's not days. It's a state of scrutinies and corrections and preparation for Shabbat. That all these days, all in all, exist in order to prepare Shabbat as preparing for the final correction. But you don't attain these days and correct them fully. Then comes the Shabbat, also partial Shabbat. And that's why there's a lot of weekdays and a lot of Shabbats. And then that's how we gradually correct all the discernments. Yes.
So in those states of the weekdays, I can supposedly work with part of the desire which is below Chazen Yetzirah, and in Shabbat I mustn't use that desire.
In Shabbat you cannot touch anything. In Shabbat you don't touch all the corrections. Nothing. That's the source of the laws in this world. In Shabbat, you need to sit like this, and that's it. Ask Alex, he'll tell you.
In terms of correction, why do we need Shabbat for? Because seemingly it seems...
Without Shabbat, you don't complete the corrections. Everything you prepare is for the awakening from above in Shabbat. Your whole work during the weekdays is the awakening from below, preparing the vessels. And then in Shabbat, by the awakening from above, the correction happens.
But it's not exactly the end of correction on Shabbat.
Partially.
Partial.
Fine.
So why do we need it for?
You can do it all at once, please, go ahead.
No, I didn't say all at once. What I meant is, suppose if there weren't any Shabbatot, the correction wouldn't have been faster.
What do you mean without Shabbat? If you finish your work, you know, the scrutinies, in all the sfirot, in your pratsuf, in what you're given, then comes a state called Shabbat.
I don't understand.
I don't understand you. Because you say, why can't it be done within a 1 week? I don't understand what is 1 week. When you finish the scrutinies that you are given, that's called a week.
No, I didn't mean in just a week. I meant is, suppose we would work on Shabbat like in the weekdays.
What do you mean we would work? I don't understand. You're talking about the spiritual law or what?
Spiritual.
So in spirituality, you can't do what you want. There are laws. There's an awakening from above and an awakening from below. That's it. In the awakening from below, you scrutinize your vessels. That's called the 6 work days. In Shabbat comes the awakening from above that corrects them.
So I can rise in degrees only on Shabbat?
Yes. The 3 ascents of Shabbat.
And not during the weekdays?
No. During the weekdays, it's different kind of ascents. It's ascents in scrutinies, but the actual ascent is in Shabbat.
Thank you.
Oh, now you're starting to. Maybe you'll start keeping the Sabbath soon. Very good. Okay.
Can you please explain what is a chap of aliyah, chap of ascent?
A chap of ascent are the vessels of reception that exist in every potsuv. They're called a chap. And these vessels cannot be corrected in their place. There was an attempt to correct them in the world of Nikudim, and they broke. Since then, we have a law that the Achap can be corrected only in the ascent. In ascent, meaning to join the Achap with Gelgalta Enayim. Through integration. That is similar to Gadlut of the first kind, that the lower one rises to the upper one and corrects in it.
And you wrote that it is corrected in 6,000 years, meaning this is something we correct, this Achap of Ascent?
By raising man, we don't correct, we ask. And accordingly, correction happens. Okay, we will move to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
תפילת הלב אל המרום עד ינוסו הצללים מבין הערפילים עם שחר הקיץ מהחלום את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמעתי, בלעדם אני לא קיים. עמוק בתוך הלב, את החי סוחף, ובתוכי בוער גלי עבר.
עבדו עקבות, אבל רוחות טובות, יובילו אל ים ההר.